getting the program. It is frequently said in meetings, AA is not a religious program. It is a spiritual program. On page 60 of the big book can be found two profound statements. Quote, the point is we are willing to grow along spiritual lines, and we claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. Unquote. In my 50 years in the program, I have come to realize that those who seem to have the greatest understanding of the AA program and have achieved the strongest and most serene lives of sobriety are those who have the greatest understanding of what spirituality really means. In the chapter entitled Interaction in the Big Book, we find on page 83 that the spiritual life is not a theory. We have to live it. Therefore, it would appear that there is a learning process involved here in order to determine how to live more spiritually. It certainly is not something that is going to be handed out at meetings, nor acquired through repetitious mouthing of certain words. In step 11, we are advised to improve our conscious contact with God through prayer and meditation, and thereby improve our spiritual lives. As with anything, this gets better and better with practice. The disease of alcoholism is described as being a threefold disease, physical, mental, and spiritual. The first two phases, physical and mental, can be corrected by not taking any alcohol into our bodies. Once we have accomplished this, it is necessary to move on to the next and most important phase of our recovery, the development of our spiritual lives. Unfortunately, this is where many people fail. They achieve sobriety, but they are still lacking that key ingredient, spirituality, and they fail to enjoy the full nature of the happy and serene life that is possible. Most members of AA can actually describe a particular moment when they experienced a spiritual awakening. In the book, as Bill sees it, Bill W. asks, is sobriety all that we can expect of spiritual awakening? No, sobriety is only a bare beginning. From that inspirational moment of awakening, it is then vitally important to continue on to learn more about what spirituality really means and what our relationship with our higher power should be. For any who feel that they have not experienced a spiritual awakening yet, that is all the more reason to devote more time and effort to prayer and meditation to try to improve your contact with your higher power and foster that relationship. As we grow spiritually in our walk with the God of our understanding, we soon realize that there are dramatic changes taking place in our lives. Relations with others improve. Our family life becomes more harmonious. Sometimes we experience an improvement in our occupation, or even an entirely new job, either of which will provide an upswing in our finances. And of great importance, we gain the ability to handle any and all types of problems, because regardless of the degree of spirituality we achieve, we will continue to encounter problems in our lives. However, we may be sure that we will attain a state of security, peace, serenity, and happiness as described in the promises. When the spiritual malady is overcome, we straighten and mentally and physically. Page 64 of the big book says what a wonderful goal to work towards. By establishing a daily pattern of starting each day with a period of prayer and meditation, we lay the foundation for a successful day. During each day, when problems arise or important decisions must be made, a brief silent prayer will usually provide the help or answer we need. It may not always be the answer we want, but if we are obedient and follow the suggestion, we will find in the long run that the outcome is far better than anything we could have anticipated. If we have really made the decision to follow the third step and turn our will and our lives over to the care of God, then we will accept whatever answer we receive from our prayers. According to the big book, page 84, we have entered the world of the Spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. This is not an overnight matter. It should continue for a lifetime. Recognizing that God has a plan for the life of each one of us, and being willing to follow that plan, makes for a secure and harmonious life. It shouldn't require much thought to realize how taking matters in our own hands and doing whatever we wanted when we were drinking only led to disaster. And by doing God's will instead of our own will lead to a better life in every way. At the end of the day, as we would thank our earthly father for a gift, it is more important to be sure to thank our heavenly father for the day we have just experienced. In fact, an attitude of gratitude is beneficial every hour of every day and results in a greater outpouring of his gifts for us as time goes on. There's an old country song that has always been dear to me, "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." It has been recorded by several artists, and I have played it thousands of times, and it always impresses upon me the importance of walking close to him. I know that he was there in the bar and told me, "That's all, son, no more," when I tried to take that last drink. And since that day, I have tried to keep him close through the program of AA. And thanks to God, it has been successful for me, and it can be for you, if you will take the giant step and devotedly try to learn how to live that spiritual life Bill W. referred to many times in the AA literature. Believe me, it works if you work it.